The saloon is dark and cavernous, with the original granite walls from the 1850s. The cast iron doors, which gave the bar its name, also helped protect it from forest fires over the years.
The story was, when a fire raged through town, you just close your doors.
That's the owner, Chris Lowe. He's serving burgers and beers to a mix of locals and tourists, while huge elk heads stare down longingly at the bar.
Hey man, you're in the world's greatest saloon!
The door holds a special place in my heart, too. It was the only bar in town when I was a summer camp counselor in Yosemite during college. I even got thrown out once, but more on that later. The ceiling is completely covered in wadded-up dollar bills. I mean, every square inch. Sitting at the bar, regular John Straczynski tells me the dollars were an insurance policy for miners going out to look for gold.
And they wrote their name on it, and they put a tack, and they threw it up in the ceiling so that when they came back, whether they had money or not, they had to make sure that they had money for their first drink.
While we're looking at the ceiling, owner Chris Lowe points out a few bullet holes. Maybe they're from a Gold Rush era shootout.
In 1987.
Yikes. Apparently, it was a kind of rough-and-tumble biker bar in the 80s, until it got a new owner, Pete Barsotti. He was the artistic director and right-hand man to legendary rock and roll promoter Bill Graham. Barsotti's daughter, Karina Lowe, now runs the bar with her husband, Chris. She says her dad was famous for designing crazy stunts at concerts.
He thought it would be a great idea to get a bunch of ping pong balls and have them stamped with the Rolling Stones' tongue, and then blow up dolls and have them dropped out of an airplane over the stadium.
He brought his creative flair to the door. It was his idea to bring back the dollars on the ceiling and live music. Including Thursday night karaoke.
Give me one reason to stay here, and I'll turn right back around.
They take karaoke seriously here. Back in my camp counselor days, I got in some trouble after singing I Believe I Can Fly, because that's my jam. My friend Aaron was there that night.
And at the end of the song, which you did very admirable work with, you literally dropped the mic and were kicked out of the door.
They really don't like it when you drop the mic. But what about the question of whether this bar is California's oldest? Kathy Brown from the Groveland Historical Museum says the original building from 1852 was definitely a supply shop for gold miners. Legend is they also sold drinks.
And that would just be set up with a plank of wood over flour barrels, and they would serve whiskey to the miners.
Brown says even if this bar started serving drinks in the 1850s, it's almost impossible to prove whether it's the oldest saloon in California. It doesn't show up on the county tax rolls until 1896.
The other reason it's questionable is that it served as a post office for about 25 years.
Apparently, you can't serve alcohol in an official U.S. post office. You also couldn't sell booze during Prohibition, but the door claims it did by calling itself a soft drink establishment. So, is the Iron Door the oldest continuously operating saloon in California? A few other bars around the state make similar claims that are similarly hard to prove. What we do know is the Iron Door is old and it's still serving. And a bar influenced by the Gold Rush, Yosemite National Park, and rock and roll is definitely unique to California. For the California Report, I'm Matt Beagle in Groveland.